smiling faces, show no traces of the...
This is Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX 1100 Cave Creek, Phoenix. News Talk Leader, a division of Premier Radio Stations, LLC. It's 9 o'clock.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. It's hard to lose a loved one, but imagine losing three entire families of relatives and friends. CNN's Ted Rollins is in St. Helena, California, where friends and family are remembering the seven adults and seven children killed in a Montana plane crash.
The families and friends of the victims are completely heartbroken and devastated. This was a group of families that got together for a ski trip, and the children that they had along ranged in age from 9 years old all the way down to 2 years old.
As for the cause of this deadly crash, the National Transportation Safety Board's Mark Rosinger says investigators are curious about why the pilot decided not to land in Bozeman, Montana, as originally scheduled.
The pilot requested to change his destination to Butte and gave no reason for this diversion.
Well, they're called toxic assets, the foreclosures and other bad loans that banks fear they will never collect on. Now, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is planning to use more of your tax money to buy those bad assets from the banks.
We are going to be willing to provide capital to the system on a scale necessary so that these institutions, in the eyes of the market, will have a very ample enough cushion of capital, even in the event of a deeper recession.
The buyout could eventually cost up to $1 trillion. While the average taxpayer may not like that idea, Wall Street apparently did. The Dow rallied today, closing nearly 500 points higher. If you're a steak and potatoes kind of person, you're not going to like this. Another study finding that eating a lot of red meat really does increase the odds that you will die of cancer. This one was a 10-year study. It tracked the diets of more than 500,000 Americans. The American Meat Institute disagrees with the findings. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Of all the things I think about every day, stroke wasn't one of them. Then my brother, who always took care of himself, had one. I was telling my doctor, and he said 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke never show symptoms. And he said 80% of strokes can be prevented when identified early. So I decided to get screened by Lifeline Screening. In about an hour, Lifeline Screening did a series of non-invasive screenings using sonograms to look inside my arteries and determine my risk for stroke and heart disease.
If you're over 50, Lifeline Screening has screening packages that can help detect the warning signs, so you can prevent a stroke and heart disease from happening to you.
When I got the results, I went to my doctor who developed a treatment plan. Now, I know I'm doing the right things to keep healthy.
Lifeline Screening's community health screenings are coming to your neighborhood. Appointments are limited. Make yours now. Call 888-928-TEST. That's 888-928-TEST. 888-928-TEST.
It'll be one of our chilliest nights in quite a while as this cold air has settled in. Mid-50s for overnight lows here in town and mid-40s in our outlying valley areas. But we warm quickly the next couple of days. By Wednesday, we're back to 80. And then we have another cool down with some wind the end of the work week. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 65 degrees.
Free energy now.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Sterling Allen. You can join us online at freeenergynow.net, where you can get a list of past guests, download those interviews, see who's scheduled for upcoming shows, and if you're listening live, you can see the call-in numbers. We're joined this evening, March 23rd, 2009, by a very special guest, Milo. At least that is a YouTube name he goes by. He's not quite ready for the public to know his true name for privacy and security reasons. Last week, Milo posted a video at YouTube showing an all-magnet motor accelerating, then maintaining an equilibrium speed. Modern physics would say that is impossible, but a century ago they also said it would be impossible for man to fly. They might be smart, but they're not always right. And in Milo, we seem to have a classic case of a garage tinkerer coming up with something that could revolutionize the world of energy. His motor is based on the work of the late Howard Johnson, who received 3 U.S. patents for his magnet motor design nearly 3 decades ago. Since then, hundreds if not thousands of people have sought to build an all-magnet motor, many of them basing their efforts on the work of Howard Johnson. Milo is the first to achieve it that I know of, and what's more, he's sharing it with the planet. He has posted nearly 2 dozen videos showing various aspects of his motor. He and I have been on the phone a lot in the last few days, as we've been posting those on our website. We have a shortcut domain, Milo, spelled M-Y-L-O-W, MiloMagnetMotor.com. Milo, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for inviting me to your show.
Well, it's fun to talk to you on the air. We were talking just an hour ago, talking about the latest. You posted 5 videos today showing the dimensions, orientations of some of the components of your motor. Yesterday you posted 2 more videos showing your motor turning. We've been featuring you in our news. Tell us about the history. How did you come on this magnet motor?
Well, I first started when I was in high school. I liked tinkering around with magnets when I was younger, and when I saw Popular Mechanics magazine featuring all-permanent magnetic motor, a generator in this magazine, it interested me, and I bought it. And when I looked at inside this magazine, reading about this magnetic motor, it showed a man by the Howard. His name is Howard Johnson, and he was a notable, he went to a university and he did some patents and stuff that, you know, we take for granted nowadays that, you know, we don't even know that we use, but this man had a lot of patents. He designed a motor that worked solely on permanent magnets. And I was very interested in that and wanted to build something like that to see what would happen. Well, I started doing that for many, many, many years, and you know, so many variations I tried, none of them worked. And recently, I stumbled upon a set of magnets that I had purchased out here in Chicago. And they kind of reminded me of his Stonehenge model that he demonstrated at the patent office to a patent officer. It's very interesting to me how these magnets work, but again, I put all this stuff together, didn't realize it wasn't going to work or not. I didn't know it was going to work. Well, I accidentally found a pattern of gapping between the motor, well, between each set of magnets, that did something for me. And ever since I've done that, this thing has just been sitting here. I can get it to run. It works, and it amazes me how this thing works. And I'm not a professional, and I'm not an expert on magnetism, but this thing works. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, one thing that I find really quite astonishing about this is we've been trying to convey from you information to post on our site to allow others to replicate, and that was your intention in posting these videos on YouTube.
Oh, yes.
Let other people do it, and to build this and to replicate it and to implement it into a working device. We should mention, we've not mentioned yet, at the beginning of each show, this Free Energy Now radio show that we do, we have the statement about imagine a world in which you could drive without ever having to stop for fuel. Each appliance would have its own internal power generator source. This technology that you are working with, that you have shown a video of, would allow 24/7 renewable portable power so that you could have that kind of technology.
Wow.
You could have a little unit sitting out in your garage that runs continuously, powers your house.
Mm-hmm.
And where the energy is coming from, you know, physics will catch up and they'll come up with some explanations. They'll do all the studies and they'll say, well, it's actually coming from this source, whether it's some cosmic magnetic flux that we didn't really appreciate before, or, you know, they'll describe where it's coming from. It's going to come from somewhere, but somehow magnets repelling magnets in the orientation that you've come up with is providing continuous motion, and that can be harnessed to generate electricity or rotational torque to run a motor, to run a generator, to create.
Yes, exactly. When I'm looking at the way I've done this, I think that the timing is achieved by the size and shape and spacing of the stator and the armature magnet. And this is a critical and very critical point that I'm trying to make, because I feel that you have to create some kind of field imbalance. It must be created and focused and timed also in a magnetic, and also the magnetic leakage has to be controlled somewhere. Well, in my device that I have designed, or that I designed according to Howard Johnson's photographs that shows him holding the magnetic armature magnet inside of a Stonehenge model that he's got. His device shows it on top of a plexiglass. Well, mine is on top of which I just recently found out, it's an aircraft aluminum Rockwell grade 5 aluminum, almost pure alloy aluminum. Okay? And I have this inkling that the eddy currents in that aluminum disc is causing sort of like an on and off switching mechanism that pulls the next set of magnets towards the armature that's sitting right at that between the gapping of those magnets. I don't know if this is correct, or I don't know if I'm right on this, but I could always take advice from anybody telling me whether I'm right or wrong. But this is what I think is happening, and I mean, we're always taught that, you know, when you throw a magnet through a thick copper tube, that it slows down because of eddy currents. Well, it's amazing how it slows down. The thing is that if something is happening between the aluminum material alloy and the magnetism that's coming out of these magnets, that's something that we have to look into. Okay? I don't know if that's what's happening here, but I know that I try to replicate Howard Johnson's magnetic motor to the exact way that he's done it, and I did not follow the patent. I mean, the patent shows it differently than what the pictures shows in the magazine. And believe me, I have tried to follow those patents, and I cannot get this thing to work. It acts more like a smart device than an actual working motor. When I looked at the pictures, again, I found something there that everyone overlooked. It's the way the rotor magnets look. They have the ends protruded out. And he does state that, and this is from the magazine, it does say, says here, the first item consists of more than a dozen foiled wrapped magnets assembled to form a broad arc. Each magnet is extended upward slightly at the ends to form a low U-shape. Howard Johnson says that this is to better concentrate the magnetic field where they are needed. That's the part I don't understand why it wasn't put into the patent drawings. If this something like this was so important that it was published in this magazine, why wasn't it put into the patent drawings? Why does it show an amateur magnet that's exactly like what he has, but yet it shows flat magnets on there? That's the part I don't understand, and I actually ignored that and looked at his pictures and photographs and found his secret. It's like he was trying to say to everybody, look, this is the way it would be. This is the way it should be. Now comes to play suppression. Was his idea suppressed by the way the patents were drawn? I don't know that. But for many, many years that everyone has tried and failed, I think everyone overlooked the fact that these photographs were saying, hey, look at this. So it boggles my mind. And also on the rail car, where it shows his rail car, linear motor, it has the same arch type U-shaped U-arch-type magnet in range in five sets with a gap. That's what interests me about this whole thing. Now, I don't know, again, I don't know what causes this. It's a magnetic dipole field that does the work or not, but I don't know why mine's is working. But I know that I followed the one in the photographs, and that's why I think I got this thing to go. I tried everything possible to let the world know through YouTube, posting all my videos, posting as much as I can to let everyone know that this can be replicated. Again, the spacing of the magnets is very critical. I've seen the latest CAD drawings on the in an internet of my disc above, and it shows measurements. They are not exactly the same. And that, again, I don't want to throw this thing off. Where I have to, I'm sure that if I put the spacing exactly the way, in the exact measurement, I don't think this thing would work. But it's working for me right now. I will soon post a video out for everybody to see on top of a glass table, panned out, doing all my videos, letting everyone know and letting them see that this thing is for real.
Okay, we're going to go to break now. We'll come back and hear the rest of the story, how you came on this.
Okay, thanks.
I plugged the ScanGauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The ScanGauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The ScanGauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at ScanGauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
Take part in the national conversation. Tune in to the Lou Dobbs Show. Weekdays at 5 p.m. only on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100 and streaming live at 1100KFNX.com.
Hey, it's Tim Conway Jr. here. Are you struggling with your credit cards? You owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt and frustrated by the creditors and the collection agencies? Well, this program is the fastest way to eliminate debt, with a very low monthly payment and paying back substantially less than you owe. Call this number right now and get yourself some relief. 888-85-BILLS, 888-85-BILLS, or check out the website, 85BILLS.com.
If you have a drug problem, you are not alone. For years, Narcotics Anonymous, a 12-step fellowship of recovering addicts, has helped many find a road to a life of recovery. It is possible to stop using drugs and find a new way of life. Addiction is a cunning enemy of life. Many do not know they have a problem until it is too late. NA can help, and it is free. Call today, 480-897-4636. You can also find them at www.todayna.org.
Does your doggy talk to you? Do you know what he or she is saying? Your dog's actions may speak louder than words.
Tune in for My Doggy Says, Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Body language, facial expressions, they're not just for humans anymore.
Free energy, now!
Drilling Allen coming back at you. Eagle Mountain, we're talking to Milo. He's over in Chicago. He is the, I would like to say, inventor of a device based on the work of Howard Johnson's all-magnet motor, the Stonehenge model that Johnson worked on in the early 1980s to demonstrate to the patent office. And he's been able to get what appears from the videos to be a working all-magnet motor, and he's telling us how he did it. Let's get back to the story, Milo, of how you came on this, the second trip you made over to the science
and surplus store in Chicago.
Okay. Well, what I've done, like I said, I took home these magnets that I had bought from the Science and Surplus. What they are channel-type magnets. They're about almost an inch high. And I took them over to my home and started gluing them on the disc, the aluminum disc, with crazy glue. And just first started off with a set of seven. And I had the stator magnet, the U-shaped stator magnet. Now, that U-shaped stator magnet is almost the height as of one of those rotor magnets. I put it on the aluminum bar at first and got it to the proper gapping basically was a smart device. I just had one set going. And it actually worked. It pulled the set of magnets towards it, and then it pushed it away. When it did that, it was very surprising to me that it did not go back. And I was wondering maybe the thing is in balance or something. But what I did is on the other side, I had just a round piece of metal on there, basically a donut-shaped iron core, to balance the wheel, because this wheel is has to be balanced perfectly for it to revolve the way it does. Well, I tried it again, and it kept working and working, and I kept wondering, wow, I wonder what would happen if I go ahead and put more of these magnets around the disc. Well, when I did that, I put sets of seven, and I have a video that shows that, and the gaps around them are not precisely the same, but I try to get it as much as I can, almost the same, without, you know, getting you know, bigger gaps on the other side. Well, I did that. I got it all the way around, and then unfortunately I ran out of magnets. Well, I got a little upset, and because I couldn't finish the whole thing with sets of seven magnets. I went back to the Science and Surplus to buy these magnets. There were a lot of them. And I asked them where could I get these? And they told me the manufacturer no longer makes them, and these were an acquisition item that we basically bought, and you basically bought all of them. So I was very discouraged, and I went back home, and I looked at this thing, and I was wondering, I wonder what would happen if I just make the gaps, you know, get the gaps evenly if I cannibalize one of the magnets. Well, this was an accidental thing. It wasn't something that I knew what I was doing. So what I did is I pulled the middle one out, which gave me a gap between three and gap and then three. So I took that one magnet and I started filling in the gaps, which was the larger gap. And I kept doing it all the way around. And I found it very interesting that I was left with a gap that wasn't the bigger gap that was not the same as the other gaps. And I said, "Well, I got one more magnet left. What am I going to do with this? How am I going to fix this?" Well, I said, "Well, let's see what happens. I'll go ahead and glue the fourth magnet." Now, what I had was sets of six magnets with a gap in between the six, plus a bigger gap, and then the next set, and on and on and on. And I was, and then on the last one, I had the four magnet. But the gap, the big gap between the sets of four and the sets of three was almost the same. Well, I didn't know this was going to work again. I was just going under a hunch that well, you know, let's see what happens, you know, trial and error, you know. So I went ahead and put the stator magnet in there, and I found it very strange the way it was acting. And I said, something's weird here. So I pushed the magnet towards the rotor assembly as close as I can without letting it touch the rotor assembly because it would damage it. And it started working. And it picked up speed. And I sat back in an amazement and I said to myself, I can't believe this thing is working. So I don't know. Again, the gapping of these magnets makes this thing rotate.
It
Tell us about your reaction when you saw that thing running for the first time.
Well,
you've been working on this for 30 years.
I was in disbelief. I actually stopped this thing. And I said to myself, this is not happening. This can't happen. In the real world, this cannot happen. I cannot believe this thing is actually doing what it's supposed to do. And I started thinking about Howard Johnson, what he said about the electron spin inside magnetism, inside the magnetic particle of an atom. And I said to myself, oh my gosh, is this the secret? Is this something that's going on here? And again, I am not an expert in magnetism, but I stumbled upon an arrangement of magnets with gapping that's not, I don't think it's even symmetrical, that does some kind of motive force, some kind of motive work that makes this thing spin. Well,
Did you call out to your wife and say, hey, come check this out?
Oh yeah, she walked in the room. She says, "What are you doing?" And I couldn't answer her because I was in shock. And I turned around and I said to her, "Honey, what do you think of this?" And she goes, "Oh, that's nice. What do you got there?" And she couldn't believe it. And I said, "This thing is turning. I finally figured it out after all these years." And she says to me, "Well, you know, it's just turning on because it's a flywheel." And I said, "No, it's not a flywheel. I don't know why it's turning." And I told her, "Stop it with your hand." She stopped it. And I started it up for her again. And she's like, "Oh my gosh." And we just sat there staring at these things. Now what? And I thought, I guess I got to post this on YouTube to let everyone know that I got this thing to go. So I let it run for a while. And let it run, and let it run, and let it run. And I must have let it run for about an hour or two. I don't remember, but something was going on with that stator magnet that was getting me a little upset. The motor picked up speed, stayed at a constant speed, which is another thing that amazes me. I would think it would have run faster, but it didn't. It stayed at a constant speed, and after a long time, it started slowing down. And you could notice that it started to slow down. So I'm like, well, I wonder why this is happening. So I would stop the thing again, start it up again, and watch it there. I'm like, something's not right. There's something going on with the stator magnet. I've even tried other magnets, smaller ones, and they actually work, but not as efficient as the bigger U-shaped magnet. And
tell us what happened when you switched the orientation of the stator magnet 180 degrees.
Well, what I did is I basically took that magnet and turned it to the other side. I turned the orientation poles the other way. I basically reversed the magnet the way it was orientated to see if it goes the other way. It worked perfectly the other way, and it ran there for. I clocked it maybe about almost 20 hours. And I even walked in, I even got a video where I'm walking in at 1:30 in the morning to check up on this thing, and it's still spinning there at a good constant speed. But the deceleration is very, very, very gradual. And eventually, after a while, I found out that the stator magnets lose their magnetic field because these stator magnets are made out of iron. They're not Alenco. They're iron stator magnets. The Alenco magnets are the rotor magnets that are glued to the disc. And I think something's going on with the Alenco and the iron magnets. There's some degradation of magnetism there. I don't know.
But when we come back from break at the bottom of the hour, let's talk about that degradation and mm-hmm. whether that might be a function of why this thing's working or if it's just a matter of the iron magnet and the natural function of that, and if maybe a different kind of magnet we used, this would have constant motion and it would not slow down.
Okay.
streaming audio on demand, 24 hours a day. Log on now at 1100kfnx.com. kfnx.com.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. Some of those AIG executives have started returning their controversial bonus money, an estimated $30 million so far. But the Attorney General of New York notes about half the $165 million was paid out to non-Americans. That means it'll be almost impossible to recover. Are you ready for another taxpayer bailout? Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner wants to buy up all the foreclosures that banks are having a hard time getting rid of.
Part of what's making it hard for banks to get rid of this stuff is the absence of a market with financing which them to sell it.
The bailout announcement was well received on Wall Street. The Dow kicked off the week with a nearly 500-point rally. Federal investigators say it's probably going to take a while to figure out the cause of Sunday's deadly plane crash in Montana. There are no survivors to question, and the plane did not have a cockpit voice recorder or a flight data recorder. This is CNN Radio.
It'll be one of our chilliest nights in quite a while as this cold air has settled in. Mid-50s for overnight lows here in town and mid-40s in our outlying valley areas. But we warm quickly the next couple of days. By Wednesday, we're back to 80. And then we have another cool down with some wind the end of the work week. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 64 degrees.
Does your mortgage have you stressed out? Is your house worth less than what you owe? There is help available for you. We are Federal Loan Restructuring, an experienced, attorney-backed loan modification company here to support homeowners just like you. We have had success modifying the terms on almost every type of loan. We have no upfront charges, your money is held in escrow, and we have a money-back guarantee. Call us at 877-FED-MOD-8 or visit us at federalloanrestructuring.com. Don't give up. Call us today at 877-FED-MOD-8.
Hi, this is Dr. Laura, and I have a question for you. How strong is your marriage? Whether you need to restore your marriage or just take it to the next level, you should know about Family Life's Weekend to Remember Marriage Conference. This weekend getaway will allow you to focus on each other, work through differences, and improve your communication. Family Life's Weekend to Remember has helped over a million couples, and it can do the same for you. To find out more, visit FamilyLifeWeekend.com. You really can love like you mean it.
Increase your credit scores now. Take high-interest credit cards and transfer your balances to 0% business credit cards. Business credit cards are easy to get. Most don't verify income, and you don't even need to be a registered company. Did you know that most business credit cards don't report to your personal report? Stop paying interest and boost your credit score by visiting GoRealTalkCreditCards.com. Again, that's GoRealTalkCreditCards.com to apply.
Free energy now.
We really want to change the world today.
Eagle Mountain, Utah.
We'll always take donations, that's for sure. Or some hard work volunteering. Give a little and you'll get back more. You know the future's looking brighter. We just want to help the world today.
Free energy now.
That's the toll-free call number if you're listening live, 866-536-1100. We're broadcasting out of KFNX in Phoenix, Arizona, live, also on the web at 1100kfnx.com. Again, you can check our archives out at freeenergynow.net. We are speaking tonight, this is a landmark presentation, talking to Milo. That's not his real name. That's a name he uses at YouTube. He has created an all-magnet motor. This is a history in the making. People will be looking back to this time and saying, oh, that's when that happened. And you're hearing it first on this show tonight. some people have been following this on the internet for less than a week. It seems like a month. We've done so much and have gone through so many things in the last few days. You're a real trooper. You know, I have to mention,
Milo. Thank you for seeing that. That means a lot to me.
Even though it's been less than a week that you posted the video where it showed full rotation and acceleration on the YouTube video, you actually started posting videos back in January 21st when you started on this particular replication. It's almost like intuitively you knew this was going to go the distance, and there were some, 5 to 8 videos that you showed your various steps of progress, and it was really quite interesting. And and then it wasn't like you had success, and then that was the first video that you posted. You'd been posting them for, and each one of them had maybe 100 visits or so. Now you're getting 1,000 visits on your videos within a couple of days as you post them.
This is an amazing thing, and I feel it's an amazing discovery for everyone to see. In the January video, what you're seeing there is an evolution of an idea, again, that I've been working on. And I give all my credit to Howard Johnson. Unfortunately, he passed away. I didn't even know that he passed away. I was told that by a YouTuber when I first posted my video, and he saw it. I give him respect for what he has done in his life's work. And his life's work will never die as long as there's people like me out there that are willing to get his thing going, based upon just common sense.
He passed away a year ago, January.
Yes, I didn't even know that, and I never even met the man. I think he's a very brilliant man, and I only read about him through the internet and through the magazine article that I still have to this day. It's the original article, and that's where I got my ideas from. And I don't know what else to say, but you can ask away.
Okay. Let's go back to what we were talking about before we went to break. We were talking about how the iron magnets that you're using in the stator, actually there's just one magnet in the stator. You tried doing two magnets, one on each side, 180 degrees apart on the circle, and that didn't work.
No, and that didn't work because for some odd reason, the two magnets, one on each side of the aluminum bar, it acts sort of like a cogged wheel. And it, for some reason, it vibrates violently, and it locks up. I don't know if that has something to do with a balancing effect or it balances it off, but it didn't work, and I don't know why it didn't want to work. But I'd like to make a point too, that these magnets, the poles were not orientated in the right way at first. I thought the poles at first were. Where it shows the blunt ends of the crescent magnet, I thought these poles were the same. In other words, north-north, but again, I never checked it with a compass. I didn't have no iron fittings, and I didn't have no way of checking that. Well, at first it did not work, and I said, I wonder what's going on. So what I did is I wanted to make this motor work as efficient as Howard Johnson's motor did, and in his motor, it shows that crescent magnet with the poles at the end of the sharp leading edges of the U-shaped crescent magnet. Well, the magnet that I have in the video, the stator magnet, wasn't like that. So what I did was, again, I've done that before the actual working one that you see with the channel magnet. I went to a place not too far from where I live. And I had that magnet remagnetized where the poles are now that you see on the compass video that I have, where the one end is north and the one end is south. That is exactly how Howard Johnson has his. Now, I've done that because I wanted it to match the patent drawings that he had on the, on that I obtained from Actually, I went to get those microfish a long time ago. When I first saw that magazine, I wanted to get more into it. But I actually saved those. And those pictures that you see there, that's an actual microfish that I gotten from the Harold Washington Library to find out more about this magnetic motor that Howard Johnson had. But anyways, I went back home, and I said, let's see if this thing will work. That's the video, one of the first videos that you see of that stator magnet that was remagnetized. In other words, the field lines or the magnetic field was reorientated, sort of like a bar magnet is from north to south, because it wasn't like that before. So it worked, and I kept it like that.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'd like to get back to what you were talking about over break, where you were talking about the where you got the aluminum disc. Tell us about that.
Okay, the aluminum disc was built by my brother a long time ago. He used to work at a machine shop out in Elk Grove Village. I don't even remember the name of it. They build high grade aircraft parts or something like that for the aircraft industry. And he's the one that actually made the disc. And it wasn't I that made the disc. He made it because he was also interested in making something like this. But he never followed up on it. And he told me that he had this disc at home and he was willing to give it away. I said, well, why don't you give it to me? I'll buy it from you or whatever. We'll barter it for something. So he gave it to me. And I had recently asked him, we talked about it today, because everyone asks what kind of metal that was, what kind of grade of aluminum that was. Well, he told me that on the sheet of aluminum that they grinded this disc out of, there was a stamp on that sheet that said aircraft aluminum rock wall grade, 0.05, and then it said almost alloy. So that's the kind of material that this is. If anybody wanted to know what kind of material that is, I don't know what the 0.5 means, but I know it's very high-grade aluminum. It's actually, that aluminum is much more pure than that bottom base that holds that disc. Other than that, that's all I can say about that.
You're saying they come out of 8x4 sheets, and they were used in airplane gas tanks?
Yeah, it was an 8x4 sheet that he told me, They cut them into sections, and he told me that he put them in a lathe machine, and the lathe machine cut it perfectly round, and because he wanted to make something like this, but I don't think he never pursued it, because I guess he gave up on it or something. But this aluminum disc was very heavy. Put it in my hand, it weighs, between 12 to 15 pounds. This thing is very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And it rides very nice on the ball bearing shaft assembly that I have that attaches to it. Other than that, that's all. It's just basic. There's not much to this thing at all. I think there's more theory involved in the magnetism and how it works than the actual parts of this thing.
That's what's really beautiful about this is an open source project. It is super simple. I mean, you have a disc that is 17.5 inches in diameter,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got magnets around the perimeter of that that are channel magnets. They're like a little mm-hmm. U-shaped magnet. And then you have a little bar across the top that holds your stator. You push those together and the thing starts spinning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a little more complicated than in terms of the spacing and whatnot.
I don't know the complexities of it, but I know it does what it's doing.
And we've got one more break, and then we'll come back and let's come back in and finish out this section.
I I plugged the ScanGauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The ScanGauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The ScanGauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at ScanGauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
Are you losing your home to foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage and fear the worst? The law firm of Pomery & Associates would like to offer you a free, no-obligation consultation that will show you how to stop foreclosure, reduce your interest rates, and save thousands on your mortgage. Do not let this economic slowdown take your home from you and your family. You have worked too hard. Pomery & Associates is an attorney-based loan modification firm that can negotiate the terms of your mortgage so you can afford to live in and enjoy your home. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation. There is no cost to find out how this program can help you save your home. Call 800-917-1786. That's 800-917-1786. It does not matter how far behind you are on payment or what your credit score is. Pomery & Associates is here to listen and help. Call now. 800-917-1786. 800-917-1786.
Healing is a four-body process, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. If you've never had a personal hands-on healing experience, consider the Lemurian Healing Center. For an alternative approach to persistent depression, daily anxiety, unresolved trauma, or an overall boost for your immune system, come experience the benefits of personal hands-on healing at the Lemurian Healing Center. Call 480-396-4018. That's 480-396-4018.
Free energy, now!
Sterling Allen coming back at you from Eagle Mountain. We are talking this evening on the Free Energy Now show to Milo. He is a YouTube user who has been posting videos about a replication that he did successfully, apparently, of Howard Johnson's all-magnet motor from the 1980s. I can understand and gather from all the studying I've done in this field, he's the first person to successfully replicate Howard Johnson's magnet motor. And now he is posting his plans on the web via YouTube, and we've been aggregating those over at a shortcut domain, milomagnetmotor.com. Milo is spelled M-Y-L-O-W. That's housed at pezwiki.com, our website. And he's been working closely with us to help us get everything described accurately so that people can build this thing. And a lot of people are working on it. We got our mechanical engineer hyped up and going on it today. He's starting to work on getting one of those aluminum rotors going. A very simple design, straightforward. We do have a caller on the line, Glenn from Detroit. Go ahead, and Glenn, ask your question.
Hi, Sterling. Great show tonight. Hello, Milo.
Hello, Glenn. How you doing?
Hi. Doing good. I just have a question. I've been following your videos on YouTube, and I congratulate you on what you've been able to accomplish so far. And you have a lot of courage for coming forward. My question is, you have... Your latest video that I saw, you removed the magnets from the aluminum disc, and I'm just wondering, are you confident you can reattach the magnets in a pattern and with the gapping that you mentioned before, that you can get it going again? That's my question.
Okay, to answer that question, yes. I don't think symmetry is important here. I think as long as the gapping is almost exact to the way I had it before, this motor will work again. I only did that because I am in the process of obtaining a double stator offset magnet from a company that I sent them the design for it, because right now this motor that I have, when you see in my video, it's not a self-starter. And in Howard Johnson's magnetic motor, it self-start. He just puts his armature magnet in the alignment of the stator of the rotor magnets, and it starts spinning. Well, on mine, I have to find what I call a sweet spot. That sweet spot only goes in the direction that stator magnet determines. If I take that stator magnet and switch it over and turn it around, it'll go in reverse and stay that way. It works in reverse and in forward perfectly.
You were telling me yesterday, Milo, that you have actually disassembled this thing like 3 times since you got it going and reassembled it.
That's an understatement. I've disassembled this thing so many times, got it back together, that the symmetry of the gapping, I don't think that's really important, but it's critical though. And I still don't know why this thing today works the way it does. I mean, Howard Johnson had something going. I don't know if he kept it to himself, but I discovered it, and it really boggles my mind, because I'm not an expert in magnetism. I just accidentally figured this out, and I need people who know what they're doing to teach me why this thing works. So there's a lot of them
on the open source forums. We've got another caller. Go ahead and ask a question. Maybe I misunderstood. Okay, let's talk for a second about. So we do have a caller, Al from Virginia. Go ahead, Al.
Hello.
It's
nice to be able to speak with you. This is Al.
Hi,
I just wanted to congratulate you.
Thank you. Let you
know that we all appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you very much, and it means a lot to me when I see that people have an open mind and would let something like this go on forward, and that's what I'm trying to achieve here.
You've done an excellent job.
Yeah, to get this thing 100% going. So when I unveil this motor,
mm-hmm.
I will unveil it in such a way
mm-hmm.
that anybody will be able to look at it and see that there's no doubt that this thing works solely on the principles of magnetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this thing works. It was an accident to me. It was an accident. I found the proper orientation, and it worked. It's not something that I pre-planned. It's not something that I didn't make any drawings. I just put it together.
Yep.
I still haven't made any drawings on this.
Well, that's probably why you were able to do it. Everybody else was not able to look past the edge of their textbooks. And you, my friend, are doing exactly what Howard Johnson wanted to be done with his motor.
Yeah, and I believe so much in his idea and his inventiveness. I've never given up on this guy, and I've always wondered why nobody's has ever kept up with this, and it still bothers me.
It's almost humorous.
Yeah, it's like I don't understand why nobody kept this up. It's like something. It's like he kept something as a secret.
So there's plenty of people that have been working on it. That's for sure. I run into them all the time.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot of people out there that worked on this motor, and I mean, I can mention a lot of names, and everyone that's tried, I see so many variations of magnet shapes, sizes, different, you know. Spacing or whatever, but no one's ever looked at the photographs.
That's right. And as many times as I've told them to look at the pictures, nobody will listen.
Oh, you agree with me?
Oh, I agree with you. Yes, I've been.
Oh my gosh, I thought I was the only one that knew. I thought I was the only one that felt this.
I was there in 1978 with him, Milo.
Al?
Yeah, listen. I don't want to hold you guys up.
Yep.
So have a great evening.
Okay.
Thank you. Is this Al Finkler?
This is Al Witherspoon.
Okay. Hey.
Blacksburg.
Now you met with Howard Johnson many times. You lived fairly close to him.
Yeah, about 5 minute walk from here.
Yeah. You saw it in operation?
Oh yes. It was quite a an experience. You got to remember, I was 18 years old then.
Wow.
I'm 51 now.
Yeah. Wow. Well, when I first saw this, that was only about in high school. It was like 18, 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't know why my motor works. I don't know.
Your motor works because you follow directions and you used your inventive intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And also because
hearing this from you.
Your intentions are good.
Yes.
Howard predicted that it would be somebody like you that would be successful with this.
Wow. Oh my gosh. It's like he's speaking to me from heaven.
Well, I wish he could speak to you from heaven, but I certainly know that he's probably watching you.
Oh, yeah, well, you know,
I'm certain that he's probably very proud.
Yeah, well, again, this is not something that I premeditated or anything. I just was messing around with magnets and gapings and whatever. Again, I didn't know that by me pulling out a middle magnet of set of seven and having a bigger gap, it would work. I'm not even using a permeability plate on this thing because these magnets are so weak. And again, I want to keep I don't want to degrade his idea, and I want to keep him respecting for his idea, mm-hmm. because I know that there was something that wasn't being told here.
Well, Howard did say that this motor could be built with common magnets, that you did not need to have rare earth magnets to build it.
Yes.
And there are reasons why the magnets are becoming demagnetized.
Wow.
And he told me what those reasons were. Perhaps we'll discuss that later sometime.
Okay. But again, I will show a video of this full working device.
Mm-hmm.
And I give all the credit to Mr. Howard Johnson and his heirs.
Well,
because they deserve it.
Well, he does deserve it, but you deserve it too. You've done your work and you've done your duty, so to speak, and you should benefit from the fruits of it, whatever that might be.
Yeah, well, I want the world to see that this technology existed, and that this gentleman was a brilliant man, and that whether I take this to the next level or not, I don't care for financial gain or anything. You know, I am doing this so this technology can be, so everyone could see this technology exists.
That's a good thing. That's what you're supposed to do.
That magnetism is not only a phenomenon, but it can be tapped as an energy source at the quantum level.
Mm-hmm.
And that what causes this work that's being done is in the magnet's dipole field.
Mm-hmm.
And
Sterling,
again,
tell him about the rock in the parking lot story sometime.
Yeah. Well, we're out of time now.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry.
Alan, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Al, I appreciate you calling in. Milo, it's been a fantastic pleasure having you on the show. Again, everyone, if you want to track this, Milo, MYLOW, MiloMagnetMotor.com is a shortcut URL for our coverage over at PezWiki.com. Also, you can go to YouTube and type in Milo. Go to Google, type in Milo. It's going to be a very popular name, already is. Milo, thanks for coming on the show, and congratulations.
You've been listening to Free Energy Now, brought to you by PES, Pure Energy Systems. You may access past archives and upcoming show info at freeenergynow.net and join us for our daily news at freeenergynews.com. We invite you to see our directory of energy technologies at peswiki.com
That's PESWIKI.com. PES, the Pure Energy Systems Information Network.
KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, LLC.
CNN Radio, I'm Pat St. Clair. It was the running of the bulls on Wall Street Monday as the Dow gained nearly 500 points. Investors took heart in a plan announced by the Treasury Secretary to buy troubled bank assets. But as CNN's Susan Lisovich reports, markets also got a boost from some good economic news.
An upbeat report from the housing sector. Existing home sales grew 5% last month. Wall Street was expecting a decline. The Dow has now gained 1,200 points in the last 2 weeks. On the day, the three major averages rocketed 7%. At the close, the Dow advanced 497 points. The Nasdaq